أَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ. And as for those who after being subjected to persecution, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, after being subjected to persecution, migrated from their homes for the sake of Allah and settled in Abyssinia, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ, we will provide them with a good abode in this worldly life. فِي الدُّنْيَا, we will give them a good abode. That means we will ultimately lead them to Medina Munawwara, which became the permanent home of Islam and the Muslims. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said a good abode, because Medina Munawwara was the place from where they thrived and prospered in every way. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ, but the reward of the hereafter is far greater. Why? It is better and it is everlasting. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if only the disbelievers knew that the reward of the hereafter is far better and everlasting, so that they could be excited about securing it and embrace Islam. If only they knew. الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, and those emigrants, muhajirin, were entitled to glad tidings because they were those, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا, those who endured the hardship of forsaking their homes in their country, as it was just impossible to worship Allah whilst remaining in Makkah. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and upon their Lord they placed their total trust in all circumstances. Upon leaving Makkah, they were not consumed with worry about how they would live and sustain themselves after migrating. They fled and they ran away. They had to run away and flee, leaving everything behind and going to an uncertain location. The next passage relates another futile objection of the disbelievers. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And as for those who reject your prophethood simply because they maintain that mortal human beings cannot be prophets of Allah and receive revelation from Him, then know that such an objection is invalid. As وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, we only sent mortal men before you as messengers with clear miracles and scriptures. This ayat continues on to the next ayah, بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only sent mortal men as messengers with clear miracles and scriptures, وَالزُّبُرِ, containing commandments. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So O Makkans who are rejecting the truth, if you do not know, then ask the people of the book. They have anbiya, they will tell you Allah has given His nubuwa to men. Ask the people of the book who would be impartial on this question without siding with the Muslims when responding. They will tell you and affirm that Allah has selected men for nubuwa. And in a like manner, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, ayah number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ, in a like manner we have selected you as a prophet and we have sent the dhikr, the Qur'an, to you. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, so that you may make clear to mankind what has actually been sent to them through you. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and so that they may reflect upon it. Therefore, if your appointment as a prophet of Allah is just like the appointment of previous prophets, why do they consider it far-fetched for you to be a prophet of Allah? So their objection can be disregarded. Next passage, these disbelievers have been warned about the punishment of the hereafter in numerous ayat in the surah thus far. In the next passage, they are warned about possible immediate worldly consequences before the akhirah. Ayah 45. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَن يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. To those who devise evil plots by raising futile objections in order to discredit Islam, do these people really feel secure? أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا, do they really feel secure? أَن يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ, that Allah will not make them sink into the earth for their rejection of the truth and for hatching evil plots. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, or do they feel secure that a punishment will not come to them from where they least expected, as it befell them at Badr, when they never imagined that an inferior and unequipped army would annihilate them. أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ, or do they really feel secure, ayah 47, that he would not punish them by, or do they really feel secure, ayah 46, that he would not seize them all at once whilst they go to and fro in their daily tasks. فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ, So if Allah decrees any of these forms of punishment, they will be unable to frustrate him and defeat his plan. أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَىٰ تَخَوُّفْ Ayah 47. Or do they really feel secure that he would not punish them by gradual decline, by subjecting them to droughts, famine, plagues, until they are eventually wiped out? So they really ought to be wary of this and concerned. As for the respite that has been given, it is simply because فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ Indeed, your Lord is intensely compassionate, rahimun, extremely merciful. He allows you to make amends and extends respite to you so that you can be saved. Reverting to the topic of Tawheed, with which the surah commences. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Have they not observed the things created by Allah and so concluded that He is one? Things يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ Things which cast its shadows at times to the right and at times to the left. سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ Submitting to Allah وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ And these objects which cast their shadows are in humble subjugation to Him. Human beings could reflect on the manner in which shadows are cast by the sun, the manner in which shadows are governed by the movement of the sun. Sometimes a shadow is small, sometimes it is big, sometimes it is to the right, and sometimes it is to the left, all subjected to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ayah 49, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدْ And just as immovable objects cast their shadows and they are subjected to Allah's command and control, to Allah is subservient, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتُ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ All moving creatures in the heavens and the earth, وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ And the angels too, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ And the angels are not arrogant to show submission to Allah despite their lofty position and rank. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ They fear the Lord who is above them and in authority over them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And they only do what they have been commanded by Him to do.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هاجروا في الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون بالبينات والزبر وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون أو يأخذهم في تقلبهم فما هم بمعجزين أو يأخذهم على تخوف فإن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم أولم يروا إلى ما خلق الله من شيء يتفيأ ظلاله عن اليمين والشمائل سجدا سجدا لله وهم داخرون ولله يسجد ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من دابة والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. We must make a sajda at this ayah. جزاكم الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.